you. This is him.
Good morning, sir. What is your name before we get started? What's your name, sir?
Billy Russell Clark.
Okay. Mr. Clark, would you, once again, just for the record, would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Billy Russell Clark, ADC number 100030.
Mr. Clark, we do take note that you've been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412A, 411, a home arrest. However, we're going to delay yours just for a little later because the Department of Corrections is doing some recalculations in terms of dates as they relate to you. Therefore, we're going to, if we can speak to your CO3, and then we will ask him just to hold you and obey us for a while, and then we'll get back to you later this morning, sir. So do you understand, sir?
Okay, yes, I do.
So if you would give me the CO3. Give me the CO3.
CO3.
Yes, sir.
Right here.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. As I was indicating to Mr. Clark, we're going to delay his hearing a little for later this morning. I don't know whether you've been informed or not, but there were some calculations that had to be redone. And so if you could just hold him in abeyance until we get that information. We do hope to be able to hold his hearing today, but it will be a little later today. So if you would be kind enough to assist us, we would certainly appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll be getting back to you just a little later, or Miss Peggy or someone will be back to you when we are ready for him to come up.
Okay, do we need to stay here where the Polycom is, or will somebody call us and tell us?
I would suggest that you keep him there where he is. If that's not an inconvenience for you, if you could just keep him there, and then once we get there, then we will be able to move forward with him at that time.
Okay, did you want to go ahead with the revocation hearing we had from Graham Unit this morning, or is that going to be delayed as well?
No, let's see. Now, who is that?
I believe his name was Sandoval.
Okay, are we ready for Sandoval?